Hey, did you know that TGSTS is on YouTube and Instagram? We'd love to hear your episode suggestions or just chat with you about life. So find us at hashtag TGSTS and follow, like, subscribe, comment, and share. Thank you. Cheers.
I don't know. Honestly, there's no perfect time. You need to just make it happen in a very imperfect time. And it doesn't mean you need to do everything, but you need to do something because I feel like action is what's made me more confident. If I didn't take the action, I would just be like still daydreaming.
Hey Mo, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. Living the dream.
Yes. Speaking of living the dream.
Yeah.
We have a very, very special guest, my friend and entrepreneur, Nancy of Woo! Silver Whisk Bake Shop.
Silver Whisk Bake Shop. Woo! Hi, Nancy.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Great. I'm excited to hear about all the things.
I'm excited to share. Thank you guys for having me.
Yes, really appreciate you taking the time to join us. So for those who are not familiar, can you please share a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, of course. So my name is Nancy Zhao, and I'm the owner of Silver Whisk Bake Shop. So I own an award-winning online bakery and chocolatier in Boston. So we specialize in things like specialty cakes, wedding cakes, celebration cakes, cupcakes, and some gourmet chocolate bars too. Ooh. And before I was in Silver, before I had Silver Whisk, I was a financial analyst. Mo knows all about that. at a company that I was part of for like 13 years. And I was doing both at the same time. And then I left my job at the end of December 2020. And I haven't looked back since.
Yeah, I love it.
Wow. That's awesome. You said 2020. Was it COVID related? Because it seems like that was a year of a lot of jumps, a lot of leaps people made.
Yeah, I think it wasn't even COVID. It was just like, it was just being doing the same thing for so long that even COVID couldn't stop me from starting a business. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So COVID actually helped me streamline things a lot, but it definitely wasn't the point of where I was like, okay, now I'm gonna do it. If anything, I felt like it was risky, but I just had to anyway.
So you were doing it both at the same time. You were working at a financial institution and or wherever, working in finance, and had like a side hustle of doing these custom or these designer cakes, both.
Yeah, exactly. So I had my side business probably like 8 years ago, or like I've been working both the cake as a side business and then working my 9 to 5 for a couple of years. So it was in the making for a while. Yeah.
So you seem to have just a calm and happy composition.
Yes.
And I always hear from entrepreneurs that it's so stressful. So do you think that having those two roles helped prepare you for this, that now you're like, this is great. You're focusing on what you love to do.
Nope. I feel like nothing can prepare you. Like, well, I don't know. Maybe some people are more prepared than I am, but yeah, it's just stress all the time. It's just all the time, but then you like figure it out. You just figure it out. And I feel like at every point in like when you're starting a business, whether like you have an idea and you're just like literally making your first post, it's like, hey, I'm selling a cupcake, or from like we're launching these new products and blah blah blah, it's always like this new thing for the most part that you probably haven't done before, or I haven't done before, so it's just as nerve-wracking as it is in the beginning, but you just you're like less freaked out by it. You kind of know it's like, okay, I have to do something new and I need to be smart about it, and you kind of figure it out better as you go.
Yeah.
I'm taking deep breaths. I looked over your website and I was like drooling, okay? Because these cakes
Oh.
are beautiful. They are beautiful. How did you get going? Like you said, you were doing it side by side. I mean, was there a moment where you're like, okay, this is it. I'm going to quit this job and I'm going to focus 100% on Silver Whisk? Did you sit and make a business plan? Do you have a marketing plan? Like, what was the process? Like, how did you go from I'm doing both to I'm going to focus all my energy on this one thing? Like, what did you do to make sure you weren't super scared? I mean, I bet you were scared anyways, but like,
Yeah.
how did you prepare? Like, was there a business plan? Like, what was the plan? What's the deal? Help us.
Yeah, I
Tell
feel
us.
like I was making a plan every day. I was just like, I can do this. You know, like I'm such a dreamer that I just like write everything down, and then it's like,
Yes.
but it tends to not happen, right? But this time, I think I just got so sick of myself. Like, you
Oh,
know,
wow.
if you're just so like sick of thinking about something, or like, or if you've hit like a, I don't want to say like a rock bottom, but do you know what I mean? Like you just hit this wall and you're just so sick of yourself. I was like, just sick of myself. It's like, oh yeah, you say you're gonna leave your job. Like you're gonna like do this. You're gonna make cakes and blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, like if I'm sick of hearing myself and like hearing that in my head, and also at the same time, like I love my, well, okay. Like I had a great boss, have a great team. Like there was nothing I could complain about. Nothing. It's like comfortable jobs, stable paycheck, like didn't need to leave it, but it was just this feeling every day of like, you know, no, sorry to anybody that's listening to this from work, but it's like just kind of like dread and misery just because it's
Oh,
like
monotony.
I'm sick of my own thoughts, you know, and then it's just like I don't know. It just felt more, I just felt more and more of that every day. And I just got to the point where it's like, all right, I just need to at least try, right? Like, I will really, really regret this if I don't try. And I just didn't want to get to the point where 30 years go by or however, or like maybe 10 years go by and I hit by a bus. It's just like, I need
Damn.
to do this now. I mean,
Nancy,
you never know,
never
right? It's like,
know. That's
So
brave, though. I mean, that takes some guts to do. Like, I feel like, kind of like what you were saying, like you're a dreamer, you write things down, you have these plans, but it's like, I feel like a lot of people do that, but it takes a little something extra to actually implement them and to go after it. And then to go after it in a big way. Like, that's awesome. That's like really exciting.
Thank you.
I love it.
I think just having my business on the side too, it wasn't like a I'm quitting my job, I'm starting something new. It was like, okay, I know I'm still getting orders. You know what I mean? Like, to me, there needed to be like a level of expectation that I know something is definitely going to happen. Like, I know my business will be already running. But, and it's like, you know, I've kind of, it's, cons I've consistently gotten orders, and why not? You know, it's like, at that point, it just got so busy also. I think that was a big thing. It got so busy to balance both things where like, oh, you have a butter delivery, but it's like 1 o'clock, but you're still working. Like, oh my God. Like, I gotta go. It was just starting to become very, very chaotic and like not manageable. And I don't think I wouldn't be doing anybody any favors if I stayed at my job, you know? But yes, it was time to go.
You know yourself. That's a good, I mean, that's kind of like burnout when you start losing yourself. And so that makes a lot of sense. So what is there a story behind cakes and chocolates? How did you get into those?
Yeah. So I'll give you the kind of long story. 'Cause So I love food. You know I love food. I love food. I live for food. I wake up and I think about what I'm gonna eat next, what I'm gonna think about eating tomorrow. Like,
That's me. That's
right?
me. We can
Like,
relate.
it's like the joy of my life. So I always knew I wanted to do food, but kind of coming from like a very traditional Asian household, and my parents, they worked really hard to get where they are now. And during like the really difficult times, they were working in restaurants. So the food world to them is like, no, that is very hard. It's like backbreaking work, like late nights and all that. So I told them I want to go to culinary school, and they're just like, nope. Nope, it's either going to be like accounting, doctor, this or that. It's like, I don't trust myself as a doctor. So I did accounting. But even after like I graduated and I was working a couple of years at my job, I just still wanted to go to culinary school or just do something in food and see what happens. So then I enrolled in culinary school for like a certificate program, and it was half a year. So it's not like straight up like 4 years. So I was taking night classes, and that program was half savory and half pastry. So even though I thought I wanted to like be a chef and learn how to cook, like quickly in school, I kind of just learned like I really like eating, but cooking is just not as much my thing as much as I wanted it to be. And I was much better with like step-by-step directions, like this time and this temperature and these two things like reacting to each other. Like I could just follow it a lot better and get more creative when there's like more parameters. And that to me is baking.
Baking for
So,
sure.
right? Like I feel like some people are like really great at cooking or really great at baking, and cooking was just So I did try out cooking for a while. I was like a line cook, and I tried different gigs, and it didn't feel right. And one of my friends from culinary school asked me to make his wedding cake, and I was like, yeah, like how hard is it gonna be? So I made his wedding cake, and it was like, oh, I mean, it came out great, but the experience was like, I'm never gonna do this again. I think I was like crying, and it was like batter all over the place, and it was just But then like when I made it, I was like, oh my God, I actually made something. And I put up a photo of it online, social media, and then your friends kind of see it. They're like, oh, can you make my engagement cake? And then it kind of just snowballed from there, and I started to make cakes for people.
I love it. I love it.
And what about the chocolates?
Oh, the cho so the
They look
chocolates on
good. I just checked them out.
those
I was like, oh
chocolates.
my gosh.
I need to say these chocolates. So the chocolates like are happened very randomly. This is like newer, probably like the past 2 years or so. So my distributor, she sent me some chocolate samples, which like I don't really use chocolate. I do baking stuff, but like she sent me the good stuff, and I was just like, oh, like this is what chocolate tastes like. Like this is the real deal. So then I like, I don't know, like it's kind of like Ratatouille. You know that like scene when he like tries something and he's like explaining the flavors and it's like black and then there's like little pops of color. He's like, oh, it's like nutty. This is that. So like I would like if I'm like walking around the Asian group, there's a point to this, okay? So like as I'm walking around I see Mo, you're just like, oh. Like if I'm walking around the Asian grocery store and I see like some ingredients, like what if like this ingredient and that chocolate, like right? So then I was just thinking, like, oh my gosh, like these would go so well together. So then I started playing around with it. Like pork floss is kind of like
Yes.
right? So for anybody that doesn't know what pork floss is, it's like beef jerky, except it's pork. And it's dehydrated, finely shredded, seasoned with soy and sugar. And that with some caramelized white
Oh,
chocolate together was like,
I'm looking at it right now.
yeah, sweet and savory.
right, yeah,
Oh,
sweet, savory, and like a kiss of
salty, like,
umami. And
yeah,
so
oof.
it's like these chocolate bars are they're just inspired by my memories of growing up as a Chinese kid in America. So
Ooh,
it's like
I love
flavors from
it.
like my grandma, or like, I don't know. So there's classic, like milk chocolate, cocoa nibs, sea salt, but then there's like funk, like the pork floss or Sichuan
Yes.
peppercorn. And I had that idea in my head for probably like 2 years, but I was like, no one's gonna eat pork and chocolate like that. And look, first of all, like it's not the most beautiful ingredient, right? It looks like kind of like carpet. But after you eat it, it's like, oh my God, this makes so much
Oh
sense. It looks
my
like
gosh.
carpet, but it tastes so good. But I when I actually sold it, like I brought it to like my cupcake pop-ups, and I was like, yeah, I also have these chocolate bars, and people like them, and they stayed.
That's awesome. And the packaging is so beautiful as well. So they're getting
Thank
that
you.
unique taste and the packaging.
I love it.
Thank you, Mo.
I'm up here ordering stuff while I'm talking to you. So bad.
I definitely need to send you some.
These pictures are beautiful too. Like your website is beautiful. Like all the
Thank
it's like
you.
simple, but like it really highlights the products and stuff. It's like beautiful. So the majority of like your orders, are they weddings? Do you do a lot of wedding cakes?
Yeah, that's our specialty. So like we've won awards for like specifically wedding cakes, which has been really amazing. So we'll do like a lot of luxury wedding cakes. And then that's like the big thing that we're known for. And then we also just have other cakes, right? So for like if it's a smaller event, if it's under 50 guests, people can choose from the designer cake collection. So it's like a whole collection of different pre-designed cakes, but they're all gorgeous in their own way. But wedding cakes are our big thing.
Well, you say our. Are there other people that work along with you at Silver Whisk Bake Shop, or are you saying our just like as in like
I do have a very small team. I'm trying to grow
Okay.
that. And there's like some very part-time people. It's mainly me right now, and then I do have people that help me with like administrative work, and then some people help me with the production work, and that's been super helpful. Very, very much so necessary.
So what do you mean the production work? What is that? What part of
Oh,
what
like
step in the
in the
process is that?
kitchen.
Okay.
Yep. So in the kitchen, like helping me bake, helping me prep some cakes, make cupcakes, make the buttercream, kind of like everything that all the prep work that needs to get done before we can actually put these things together and package it up and design it too.
This is so cool. I love baking. I'm like nowhere near like what you, I'm just like a mom who bakes or whatever, but I just think this is so cool. Like to take something, because I can see when you speak about it, your face lights up. You're talking about like, yeah, you mentioned Ratatouille, and that's one of our favorite movies around here, but just the way that your
Oh.
brain works and the way that you're able to like see flavors, combinations, and things like that. And it's, I don't know, I can see it when you speak about it, like how you're like, it's a passion of yours. So that's really cool.
Yes, you're beaming, glowing.
Yes.
Hey,
Yeah.
I mean it's food. It's like
Yeah.
I tell you, it's like
So that's how we
literally
met.
think about it.
We
Yeah,
met
that's how me and Mo met.
food over
Actually,
food.
yes,
Wait, tell the story. Yes.
we were both in Yelp Elite. That's all.
Oh, back in the Yelp days.
Yes, back in my Yelp days, going to parties where there was just free flowing food and drink and sometimes music and entertainment. It was great. I
Good
was living
times.
the life.
Those were fun. Those were
Yeah.
fun days. I can't believe it's been so long already.
Right? And
That freaks me out. It was so long ago.
I always time it with my Uber membership. I'm like, gosh, I've been an Uber member for over 10 years because Yelp is what introduced me to it because they were doing a promo with Uber. Get some free
Oh,
rides
good
back
job.
in
Yeah.
the
So, you like to bake.
Yeah, but
What
like
kind
I'm talking like
of
just cookies. I bake for my kids, and it's not like anything fancy. I don't make cute cakes and stuff. So,
as long as it tastes good, that's all that matters, right? At the end of
yeah,
the
but
day,
just
that's what matters.
so what? Okay, back to the, like, so you've done this. You've had this business. How long have you been doing this without the 9 to 5? How long have you been solely doing Silver Whisk Bake Shop?
Since the end of 2020.
Okay, so
So,
if there was anything you could do over, or you could advise yourself, go back in time or whatever, and advise yourself to do differently, what would you tell 2020, Nancy?
Yeah. Oh man. I think like dream bigger. That's a big
Oh.
thing. It's like
Ooh.
I think when you're so, or I don't know when you, but like for me, like when I'm so afraid of things, right? Like I'm just hoping that I can leave my job. I'm just hoping that I can have a business, but it's not like, oh no, I want to have like a, not saying I want a franchise, but like, hey, if you want a franchise, you want to, or you want to have like your business in like national and in different states, then yeah, it's totally possible. Like, I think just dreaming bigger, and I think the reason why it feels so difficult to, or not natural for people, is because you don't know how to do it yet, right? Like, you just
Yeah.
don't know yet.
Exactly.
But I think if I just thought bigger and had those bigger dreams, then I would get a head start with kind of like figuring out how to get there. Versus what I did was just like, let me just like tell my boss I'm not gonna work here anymore. It's like spending like 5 days on an email or get, you know what I mean? It's like just so like
Baby
baby stuff.
steps. Yeah.
But I mean,
Oh.
maybe that's just how it has to be in the beginning. But dreaming bigger is like a big one. Probably like some other things are, don't focus on too much. Like it's so exciting, right? It's like, oh my gosh, I can do anything. Yeah, you could, but that's gonna get complicated real quick. So yes, like expose yourself to different things, but then when you're like really starting your business and you're selling stuff, like folks, narrow it down and just get really, really, really good at it and be consistent with it. So I think it's like so hard when you're just like excited, right? And it's I have like all it's like that literally the Ratatouille, like all these like sparks, like all these ideas, like I have like a list in my iPhone, like in notes, and it's just like probably like hundreds of ideas, and it's
Wow.
not possible, you know? So just get really good at doing a couple of things and be the best at it. But yeah, I'm trying to think of what else. Oh, and just do it. Just do
Okay, Nike.
it.
That
I mean,
part.
it makes sense, right? It's like you think about something and you wait for the perfect time for everything. It's like, oh, I was just waiting for the perfect, oh, not now, like this is happening. Oh, maybe next year, or like when I have more orders, or I don't know. Honestly, there's no perfect time. You need to just make it happen in a very imperfect time. And it doesn't mean you need to do everything, but you need to do something, because I feel like action is what's made me more confident. If I didn't take the action, I would just be like still daydreaming, making lists and like planning it, but planning isn't anything unless like you actually do it.
Execute, yes.
Yeah.
With YouTube, like, oh, if you want to start your YouTube channel or like whatever, everybody's like, just do it. Just do it. Like, if you know you
Just
want
do it.
to, just do it. Yeah. And See,
that's
I
the
get a
scary part.
paralysis. Yeah, exactly. I get a paralysis. It's like, you just do it, but what does
Yeah.
that mean? I'm paralyzed. Like, Tell me how to do it. What am yeah, I doing? exactly. Like, what am I doing? Hold my hand. I need a manual.
I mean, that's so true. Like, I think anytime you do something that's totally new, it's just overwhelming, right? And you don't know
Yeah.
what to expect, and you get a mess up, and nobody wants to mess up.
But that's part of the process, right? Is messing up, learning, because everybody's journey is different, I guess. And everybody's problems or issues that they come up with in their business is going to be different.
Yeah,
So,
totally,
but
totally.
yeah, but you'll never know if you don't do it. Yeah. Ooh, that's deep. And you have some awards, and I think you tried to skip over that, but it looks like you have some very, very prestigious awards. Can you tell us about your top cake? What is it? Top cakes in Boston from Boston Magazine, and or top cakes
What?
in the, I don't even know. Is it Boston? Is it the country? Is it the
Yeah, it's Boston Magazine. No, you're absolutely right. So in 2020 and then 2022, we won. I can't say, yeah. Silver Wisp won the Best of Boston for wedding cakes. So that was like
Wow.
a pleasant surprise.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
So you weren't expecting that at all?
No, I think both times, like someone else told me, they're like, oh, yeah, like, congratulations. I'm like, what? It's like, what? Are you sure?
And that's like advertising. I mean, that now people planning their weddings will see, uh-oh, we got to go to Silver Wisp Bake Shop because that's where the cakes are at. You know, like that's amazing.
I know it was like it is advertising. It's like it did make a big difference, I would say. Just like the exposure, not like my whole life like Twitter or anything, but it's like, like people that you wouldn't meet otherwise. And it's really cool that they're able to find me online. And it's, yeah, 2 years, that was wild. That was a very, very nice surprise. So I am happy. I feel like before I used to be like, oh, I don't really want to talk about it too much. Like, oh yeah, I got an award. But no, I am very proud.
Yeah, let people
Exactly.
know.
Exactly. You did this.
Yeah. Wow. That is so cool. So aside from that, like how do people find you? Do you have like a big Instagram following? Where do most of your customers, like is it word of mouth? Like how are you getting people, to place orders and find out more about your business?
Yeah, so definitely Instagram. So that's just at Silver Whisk Bake Shop. And then people can also, like, it's been a lot of word of mouth. So when it comes to weddings, I have really, really awesome frienders, like friends and vendors who I've worked with before.
Vendors, I love it.
Exactly, right? And it's like,
That.
I love the way they work. They like the way I work. And we recommend each other to our couples if they're a good fit. So word of mouth or past customers will recommend it to maybe they're like friends and family. So people can find us on like Instagram, on our website. They can place orders or just email me, say hi, send me a DM, like very, very casual.
Who's slipping them DMs, y'all?
Yeah.
Right on.
I love it. Okay, I have a cheesy question though. Can I ask a cheesy question about real quick? What's the most popular cake flavor, buttercream? Like, what's the most popular flavor for weddings?
Fresh strawberry.
Oh.
That's like just a classic vanilla
Ooh.
cake, and we blend like fresh strawberries into the buttercream. So it just tastes like, I don't know. Everybody loves I mean, I think I if
Yeah.
that's like the most
Oh, that
popular
sounds
flavor,
good.
right?
Yeah.
And then
Like light. Light. Yeah.
yes,
Ooh.
exactly. And then
Classic.
the more like indulgent flavor that people might choose is the dark chocolate and salted caramel. So it's a super, super like it tastes rich, but it doesn't taste like heavy. It just tastes like
Heavy.
indulgent. It's like
Ooh.
a semi-sweet chocolate cake, almost kind of like a fluffy brownie. It's not just cocoa powder, like there's real chocolate in
Oh
there.
my gosh. The way you
Yes.
describe stuff is
Right?
like,
Look at
whoo!
you. Thank you. I
Like
mean,
a
that is.
fluffy old brownie. Give
Yeah,
me that.
it is like a fluffy. Like when you have a chocolate cake and it just tastes like, like unless it has
Bye.
like chocolate buttercream with it, but you don't need that. Like the cake is great on its own, and then it's like
Ooh.
complimented. So
I love this.
like a Swiss meringue buttercream, so it's not crazy sweet. It's just the right amount of sweetness and some caramel and some sea salt flakes. That is
Ooh.
just that's like the salty sweet perfect combo.
So you're dealing with a lot of milestones in life, birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, things like that. What has been your biggest save? What's a story? What's a time when you were, on the brink? I don't know if I'm just, maybe there wasn't, but you were, running against the clock and saved the day with your cake.
I think there's been like, there hasn't been anybody that's been like, oh, today we need this, but there have been times when they're like, Very last minute. It's like my brother's getting married this Friday. It's like, oh,
Ooh.
okay. Like,
Like y'all
or
didn't
like
know
they it's like they just decided last minute. Or there's like a fam, it's usually like a family member that's that's eloping, and they're more casual about it, but their family member's like, no, you need this to be like a moment, right? So that's when we'll just like hustle and squeeze in some like last minute orders. 'Cause if you can get a cake, then you gotta get a cake. Like have a little cutting ceremony, you know what I mean? Like something.
Wow. Like, that's so interesting you say that, because I feel like a lot of entrepreneurs will say, like, no last minute cakes. Like, so that's
Yeah.
awesome that you're accommodating in that way.
I mean, like if I can, like I will, just because why not? You know what I mean? Like, look, I'm in the kitchen. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in the kitchen. There's buttercream. Like, I know how to make cakes. Like, if it's not gonna be like, I don't know, why not? You know what I mean?
See, that
Yeah.
sounds like true passion.
That's karma
Yeah.
too. That's it. Seems like you're just spreading love with cakes. Like, I love
Yes.
it. I love it. I
I mean,
swear.
it's all good vibes. Like, fortunately, it's a job where it's all like happy things, right? It's like, oh, it's like happy moments. So, and that's like the most fun when you meet people, especially when they're happy. So it's like, it is
And you're bringing
definitely
cake,
spreading
you
joy.
know?
I know. I'm like the life
It's
of the party.
beautiful. Oh my gosh. I love it. Oh.
Have you guys ever started a like, well, this, I feel like even like starting your own podcast is a big thing. That to me feels like, doing something new, being consistent with it.
But it's not generating income.
We're a mess, okay?
I think that's how we all feel.
Yeah. Yeah. If only it would generate income. We're just having fun over here.
Good.
One day. One day.
Yes.
We just have to dream bigger.
Yeah.
Those wise words.
Sometimes I get blocked on dreams. I can't even write it down. So we'll definitely try.
Just do a big old brain dump.
So what's been your highest profile cake eater or cake event?
Ooh. Oh, I know.
Stop. Yes, we're 12. Yes.
Yes.
It
Well, it was in Cape Cod, but it was. It was a old cape. Okay. So probably one of the biggest cakes was this was like their wedding was like amazing. So it was a five-tier cake, very, very big cake, and there was like a cascade of flowers, and they're all handmade. So like every petal is like cut like with the veining pattern, and the middle has like the stamens, and it's colored,
Oh
and
my gosh.
yeah, so that had a lot of those handmade sugar flowers, and it was a big cake, and it was delivered to a private home. It's these private estates, guys. They like, so it was a beautiful private home in the Cape, and they like, oh my gosh, even like, so they had a stage in the reception area for the band, and behind, it's a big stage too. Behind the stage was just a wall of fresh white flowers, and it was like thousands and thousands of flowers.
Cash,
And
cash.
it was just, it was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful.
Wow.
So that's probably, I want to say, one of the more like high profile cakes that we've done, and that was, it was gorgeous.
Wow.
Yeah.
No,
Well, any final thoughts?
just go check her out at Silver Whisk Bake Shop for real. Check it. I mean, these pictures, this chocolate. I'm about to order some pork floss up in here.
Hey, pork floss.
Thank you so much, Nancy. Really
Oh my
appreciate
gosh.
it. Of
Thank you,
course.
Nancy. Thank you guys for having me. I love being able to do this. Like, seriously, that you guys have been consistent for this long, that's so impressive.
Oh, thank you.
Thank
Thank you.
you.
You too.
You in that my team.
Best in Boston, right there.
Hey.
Best in the
Oh.
league.
All right. Well,
Thank
thank
you,
you.
guys. Thank
Thanks,
you.
too.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.